You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Hey everyone, it's time. We've got Steve on the line. You there, Steve?
Yes, I'm here again, Josh, and ready to roll for our next 20 or 30 or however many we've got lined up or whatever happened to.
Yeah, well, hopefully we've reached 20. We should aim for 50, 100, whatever. This can go global. But how are you?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Bit of a leg issue, but apart from that, mentally, we're ready to roll, I must admit.
Well, that's good. So who we got this week?
Well, very interesting, gentlemen. Now, we're really going back a bit further back out of my comfort zone to a degree, but I do know all this fellow's songs. A gentleman by the name of Bobby Rydell.
Oh, yeah, I know him. There's quite a few songs in our system too, I believe.
Yeah, he was very big for probably 4 or 5 years, like a lot of these people are, in the late 50s and early 60s. And he's still around today, but we'll give you a bit more about information about that later on. Now, he's born Robert Ridarelli, R-I-D-A-R-E-L-L-I, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 26th of April, 1942. And like a lot of these young singers, he first performed in public at age 7, so he got off to a very early start. At 9, he debuted on an amateur television show, and ended up becoming that show's resident drummer for 3 years. He attended the same boys' club as Fabian, one of my sister's favourite artists way back late 50s, and also Frankie Avalon. And he and Frankie Avalon actually formed a duo in 1954, and they then joined a local group called Rocco and the Saints. Very interesting name. Sometime in this period, he changed his name to Bobby Rydell. After several knockbacks from various record labels, he recorded his first song called Fatty Fatty. And I listened to it this morning. I can tell you, in my opinion, it's quite forgettable. But other people might have a different opinion on that. It didn't do anything on the charts anyway. 1958, his fourth song for their Cameo Parkway label, a song called Kissin' Time, became the first of 18 US top 40 hits that he had in the next 4 years. This reached number 11 in the USA. And then I'll just give you a bit of a chronology of some of the songs after that, and I'll state with the positions from where they've charted in the US and followed by the UK. No Australian records at that stage. Now, from 1959, we got Love, which was number 6 in the US. And then in 1960 is a big year. You had Wild One, which was 2 US, 7 UK. Swingin' School, which was 5 and 44. Valare, 4 and 22. And Sway, 14 and 12. In 1961, it was Good Time Baby, 11 and 42. 1962, the Cha-Cha-Cha was number 10, just in the US. And 1963, Forget Him, 4 and 13. Now, most of these songs were million sellers. Now, this fellow was really big at this particular time. In May 1960, he actually toured Australia. So he was only 18 at the time. He toured Australia with the Everly Brothers, Crash Craddock, the Champs, and the Cricket, and recorded an Australian version of Kissin' Time. And then he made history when he performed at Coco Cabana in the US, where he was the youngest ever performer to headline at the nightclub up to that stage. Because of his success, his father Adrio, A-D-R-I-O, resigned his job and became his road manager. In 1963, now this will interest you, Josh, I'm sure of this. In 1963, he played Hugo Peabody in Bye Bye Birdie.
Yeah, I've seen the production Bye Bye Birdie. I've never seen the movie. Shep High School put it on when I was younger. I went and saw it. It was a good play.
Right, okay. Well, this starred Dick Van Dyke. Was actually Dick Van Dyke's first acting role. Anne Margaret, Janet Leigh more of, and then Anne Margaret. And then they actually rewrote the movie script to give Rydell a speaking part.
Oh.
And I don't know whether he actually sings a song in it or not. I think he does. He sings a song, I think, with Anne Margaret. I've seen a film clip of it somewhere along the line, but I'm not 100% sure on that. In 1964, he left the Cameo Records and signed with Capitol. But this was also at the time of the British invasion, and his popularity subsequently suffered dramatically. So from then on, there won't be any more top 40 songs emanating from him after that particular time. He appeared on many US variety shows, all these shows with Red Skelton, Danny Thomas, Milton Berle, Jack Benny, Joey Bishop and George Burns. He appeared on all those variety shows. In 1964, he started an episode called Duel, D-U-E-L, of the television series Combat. I don't know whether you're familiar with that, Josh.
No, that skipped my memory. I know the movie Duel. That's a great movie, but not that.
This television series Combat was one of my favourites, actually. He starred Vic Morrow, and he, unfortunately, I think he had a very similar... He got killed on the set.
Vic Morrow got killed, sadly, on the Twilight Zone movie in a helicopter incident.
Right. I didn't know it was on Combat, but I knew he'd got killed. I actually liked Combat. I thought it was quite a good show.
I'll have to look it up. I've missed that one.
Yeah, it was probably a bit before your time, I would have thought, but anyway. And also, he started a movie with Nancy Kwan and Carl Betts called The Lady from Peking.
Yeah, I missed that one as well, I think.
That's 1975. And also in a production called Mr. Rock and Roll, the Alan Freed story. That was in 1999.
Okay, I missed that one as well, I think. But
I think that was very much for American audiences, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
And it starred, what have I got here? Judd Nelson and Madchen Amick. Just going back to The Lady from Peking, it was actually an Australian movie. A lot of the stuff was in Australia, and it was written and directed and produced by a particular gentleman by the name of Eddie Davis, who I'm not familiar with.
Okay. I can't add anything more. That's interesting.
All right. Well, I'll let you follow that up, and you'll be watching all of those shows, I'm sure, later on.
Yeah, that's my week planned.
And there's also... Now, you might remember this, though, Josh. He's portrayed in the opening scenes of Green Book.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Green Book.
By the actor Von Lewis.
Okay.
So he actually does get a mention in that show.
Oh, I take it the lead character in that would have been a bodyguard for him or the compere.
I'm
trying to remember,
I'm not familiar with... I haven't seen the movie again.
It's a good movie. I think the lead actor at the start is, bouncer or MC of a club. That's probably where he would have known Bobby Lydell, I assume. I'll have to look that back. I'll have to look that up.
It does say in the opening scene, so say that's probably right.
Yeah.
We digress anyway. And in the movie and stage play of Grease, you might be familiar with this, the school is called Rydell High.
Oh, okay.
and then he toured as part of the Golden Boys stage production with Fabian and Frankie Avalon. They've done this since 1985. And I actually looked it up this morning. They still had booked for shows in August, September last year. So whether they're still actually continuing it now, I'm not 100% sure. But as recent as last year, they were still going. So that's a pretty good effort.
Yep.
In 1995, he re-recorded his greatest hits as the best of Bobby Rydell. Well, that's a fairly good name to have, I suppose. In 2012, he cancelled an Australian tour as he had cirrhosis of the liver and required a liver and kidney transplant. Now, he had been told that he had not long to live unless he had the transplant, and in July of that year he was able to have it. So it arrived just in time, and he actually, there's something on YouTube where he talks about it and says how lucky he was. So and he also mentioned that very much in favour of people having transplants, and also by extension of that, perhaps a bit more responsible drinking would have been a much better model for him to have set. But anyway, in January 2012, he returned to do a three-night stint in Las Vegas. And then he toured Australia in 2014 and still going strong.
Well, that's so good. Considering he wasn't given long to live, it's pretty amazing.
Nah. He looked in pretty good shape when the latest thing that I saw, which is about 2018 or something, they looked in pretty good nick. So That transplant, he mentioned a couple of times, it did arrive just in time. He was very fortunate. So what I put here, Bobby Rydell was a very talented person, and his timing, and I put it, his timing was impeccable, because he achieved all that success and got all those top 40 hits and $1 million sales just before the British invasion started. So he was, and his voice was very good, and he was very charismatic. And I can remember most of my sisters played his songs a lot. They thought he was fantastic, but they were both older than me, so I cottoned on a bit later that he wasn't that too bad at all.
Yeah, and what do you want to hear from him?
Well, very difficult. Let's do Volare to start off, I think.
And that was Volare by Bobby Riddell. And reminds me, I was in Italy on a tour once, and we had a winery, and we all sang Volare. So that was not quite the Bobby Riddell version, but it's a great song.
No, there's quite a few versions of that song, I can assure you. And Bobby Riddell's version is as good as any, I reckon, anyway.
It is good. Yeah, he's certainly very good at getting you up and dancing, Bobby Riddell. And anything else you'd like to mention about him?
No, I think that he's just reiterating the point that his timing was absolutely impeccable, that he achieved all that success just before the British came and took over. So he did very well. And I'm glad he's still around. He looks in good shape, and that's a good story to have.
That is so good.
Yeah. That's good. Thanks,
Josh. Thanks, and thanks, Steve. That's another great one. Our 21st, is it now?
Oh, I tell you what, we're moving on. We're rolling on to the next 50. I tell you, this is looking good, mate.
Yeah, halfway there. Anyway, I'll look forward to talking to you again next week. Take care.
Okay, thanks, Josh, and to the listeners. And let's hope, I've got about 3 or 4 choices for next week, so I'll just make the executive decision later on. So thanks again, and for the listeners, and have a good week, everybody.
That's good. Thanks, Steve. Take care.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.